250, don't you know I wrote that song?
我很少用我自己写的诗歌。
I don't usually use my song.
这首诗歌我最喜欢第五节。
And these songs I love, stanza number 5.
起来我魂，起来歌唱。
Arise my soul, arise and sing.
你的救主得胜诗篇。
That your Savior is waiting.
主得胜了没有?
Have your Savior been
waiting?
Our Lord has overcome all the enemies.
用我有限年日力量,
so use my limited time and strength.
高举主名,
and let me exalt his name from earth to heaven. There are times that are so short.
上礼拜我们一个最年长的同工姊妹被主接去了。
Last week, one of our elder members was taken away.
那么一生都结账了，要算账了，对不对？
Our lives are so short.
总结了。
If there is always an end.
那我们的姊妹一生爱主。
But yet our sisters has loved the Lord all her life.
一生跟随主。
Her, all her life she has followed the Lord.
因为我是患难之交。
And she and I, we have gone through a lot of hard times.
但我最艰难的日子, 她,
during my hardest time, she has been my support. So that I've, now that she's been gone for a week and a some, I've missed her. But I know that in glory, I'll get to meet her again. But now on this earth, I have one less companion. So that's why we have to treasure the companions we have with us. That I tell you that our times are so short. And the only the most precious part we could use it for is to use it on the Lord. So one day when we get to meet the Lord, when he opened up our accounts, have you spent your days with the Lord? How many days have you used to serve the Lord? How much have you loved the Lord? The Lord will look at it at the end of our life.
那个时候后悔来不及了。
At that time, if you regret, it's too late.
中国北方人有一句话,
for the northerners, we have one saying.
叫后悔的药是难吃的。
He says that the medicine of regret is the worst.
后悔太难受一件事情，因为没办法补救，补救了。
It is too hard to regret. You cannot do anything for it anymore.
那我们不要后悔。
So that's why I said, do not be regretful.
今天我们把力量多花在主身上。
Today, use your strength on the Lord.
我一直搞不清楚今天是除夕或者年一。
I never understand if today is the New Year Eve or the New Year.
刚才王明忠告诉我今天是除夕，我以为初一了。
Today, Ken told me that today is the New Year Eve. I thought it's the New Year.
那么中国新年来说，一年过去了，对不对？
For the Chinese, or Lunar New Year, today it is almost the New Year.
我就很怀念我们中间教会复兴的日子。
So I've missed the days when our church was revived.
在台湾我们有大复兴的日子。
In Taiwan, we have the days of revival.
到了中国新年呢，我中国新年台湾的社会，我新年真的太热闹了。
So during Chinese New Year for the church back in Taiwan, we were a lot of people. A lot of the new Chinese brothers and sisters, we celebrate New Year. We don't just do the traditional Chinese thing. They all come to the church and gather. So from the first to the fifth, our doors of the church are open. We will serve dinners and food. We will serve supper to celebrate New Year together. Let's use all these days to celebrate the Lord. To remember the Lord. To talk about Lord's word. So that our days are now with value. So if you just go up to family members and say Happy New Year, it's worthless. Let us be reminded that everything in this world is in vain. And our days are so limited. So let's use this day to encourage each other.
我鼓励你们,
when I encourage you, you come and encourage me back. Our days are counted.
明年我还会活在这里,
I don't even know if I'll see you again next year. No one knows if I will speak to you again.
所以再次一日, 我们征战一生一日。
So that when you are here for one day, fight for that one day. And each day spend our time with valued.
为主活着,
live for the Lord is the most valuable thing.
活在世界里,
if you live for yourself or live in this world, it's all in vain. The times that are gone are past.
是抓住今日,
so that's why get a hold of today. Remind yourself
活得有价值,
to live a valuable life.
为主活着,
to live for the Lord.
我们来读几书圣经,
let us read a couple of verses.
启示录一章第一节,
the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 1.
翻到圣经呢,我们一起来读。 来,一起来读,起初一章一节。
Together, Revelation 1:1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show to his bondservants the things which must soon take place, and he sent and communicated by his angel to his bondservant John.
好,四节到六节,
verse 4 through 6. John to the seven churches that are in Asia. Grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth, to him who loves us and releases us from our sins by his blood. And he has made us to be a kingdom, priests to his God and Father. To him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen.
第九节,
verse 9. I, John, your brother and fellow partaker in the tribulations and kingdom and the perseverance which are in Jesus, was on the island called Pentos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus.
好,九. 12节到13节,
12 and 13. Then I turned to see the voice that was speaking with me, and having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands, and in the middle of the lampstands I saw one like a son of man, clothed in a robe reaching to the feet, and girt across his chest with a golden sash.
3章1到2节,
chapter 3, 1 and 2. The angel of the church in Sardis, right? He has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. Said this, I know your deeds, that you have a name that you are alive, but you are dead. Wake up and strengthen the things that remain, which were about to die, for I have not found your deeds completed in the sight of my God.
好,9节到12节.
9 to 12. Behold, I will cause those of the synagogue of Satan, who say that they are Jews and are not, but lied. I will make them come and bow down at your feet, and make them know that I have loved them. To keep the work of my perseverance, I also will keep you from the hour of testing, that hour which is about to come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on earth. I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, so that no one will take your crown. He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he will not go out from it anymore. And I will write on him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down out of the heaven from my God, and my new name. To the angel of the church in Laodicea, write, the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God, said this, I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish that you were cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. Because you say, I am rich and have become wealthy and have need of nothing, And you do not know that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I advise you to buy from me gold refined by fire so that you may become rich, and white garments so that you may clothe yourself, and that the shame of your nakedness will not be revealed. And I shall anoint your eyes so that you may see. Those whom I love, I reprove and discipline. Therefore be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and will dine with him, and he with me. He who overcomes, I will grant to him to sit down with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
好，我们就讲过一次启示录。
So we can talk about the book of Revelation.
启示录究竟讲什么呢?
What is the book of Revelation about?
启示录是圣经最后一本书。
The book of Revelation is the last book of the Bible.
也是总结圣经了。
It is also a conclusion of the Bible.
启示录是非常重要本书。
So that's why the book of Revelation is very crucial.
外面写的启示录注解很多。
There are a lot of commentary for the book of Revelation.
有的不错，有的不能看的。
Some are good, some are just wrong.
有火，有焰，有云雾。
There is fire, clouds, and fog.
他们就解释是原子弹。
And then they would describe it as a nuke attack.
有蝗虫爬出来。
There are locusts coming.
他们就解释最新的坦克车。
And then they would explain it as the newest tank.
那样解释你我也没话讲的。
And I tell you that if that's how you want to explain the Bible, I have nothing to say.
我解释你。
But then, when I try to explain the Bible, I try to do it
honestly.
So together with the brothers and sisters, we use God's words to encourage each
other.
God's words are so
valuable.
He's been refined by fire 7 times. The book of Revelation is hard. So that I separated into parts. I center it on the revelation of Jesus Christ. So there are 5 revelations of Jesus. And each time it brings forth a passage. The last revelation. It brought in the concept of the New Jerusalem. So that's the conclusion of God's words. I can't say that my way to explain is the best. Because the revelation itself is the revelation of Jesus Christ. Verse 1-1 is the topic. The beginning, it says the revelation of Jesus Christ. The things which must soon take place. That's the theme of revelation. So that's why I focus on the revelation of Jesus Christ, the 8 times. Let us understand the first revelation. Last time we talked about the Trinity God, which is the reality of the church. A God is who was, who is, and who is to come.
你可以翻译说,昔是,今是,
we could also be translated into I was, I am, and I am to come.
除了主耶稣说了三个点,
when you talk about Jesus, there are 3 descriptions.
诚实做见证,
he is the faithful witness.
从死里首先复活的,
the firstborn of the dead.
在世上为君王为元首,
and the ruler of the kings of the earth.
讲到圣灵,
and when you talk about the Spirit,
宝座前的君,
the 7 spirits before the throne, the Holy Spirit is a spirit of fullness. Before the throne, it was sent out
到天下人皆去做完神的工,
to send to all the people to complete God's work.
是三人一神,
the Trinity God,
就是宝血的伟大权柄,
by his blood and his power, to give us this power.
今早晨,我得想预备聚会,我想,哎,什么时候给弟兄姊妹讲讲,
this morning when I was thinking about the message, I thought about how does he give us his
strength. 宝血在我们都在权利啊。
When we have the blood, we now have his power.
十架带给我们多少权利?
And his cross brings us his right.
我们称为十架权利,
so the rights of the blood and the rights of the cross. Brothers and sisters, I hope you understand how blessed you are. What God has blessed us is more than what we can imagine. The grace that he has given is too great. He gave us his blood. He bought us back with his blood. What is the right of his blood? It's the things that now I deserve to have. If I do not get paid, then when I get paid by my paycheck, I don't
have
to say thank you. And I don't need to worry about if my paycheck is short. Because I deserve to get paid. I have worked for this many hours, I get paid by the hours. I don't come back and say thank you. I take my pay. I get paid by rights. Things that I deserve to get. That's your right. As children of God, what are your rights? As children of God, you have a lot of rights. The blood have now given us his right. Now do you understand what his blood is? In Leviticus chapter 17, Leviticus, Isaiah, the end of chapter
15,
talk of the meaning of his blood. For the life of the flesh is in the blood. And I have given it to you on the altar to make atonement for your soul. The meaning of the blood is its life. The Lord has gave his blood for us. He gave his life for us. He gave his soul. He gave his blood so that we can receive his life. For his blood he has bought my rights. So that's why as children of God we have to open our eyes. That are now my rights. Because the Lord has paid that price. He gave his soul for a price. That's why Paul called us, we are bought by heavenly
price.
How heavy is the price who paid for you? The Lord died for you. The Lord gave his life for you. The Lord gave his blood. His life in his blood. So that I can be bought my rights. Here it tells us the three rights. But I tell you that the power of the blood has more than three rights. But these are the three great ones. He who loves us. Use his blood. Release us from our sins. The Chinese version is only says cleanse. The original language is for to him who loves us. I tell you, only the Lord truly loves us. Who loves you that he gave his life for you? Even if you want to die for someone, it's meaningless. There could be a husband that gave his life for his wife, but yet he gave his life for what? He gave his life without meaning. You can give his life, but you can never gain the other person back. You can give his life and in return there's
nothing.
But when the Lord gave his life, when the Lord gave his soul, now he has become our offering.
救赎啊,
redemption is one to one. It's not one to many. So the Lord died for me. He died for you.
这是真理, 就说啊,
that's the truth, I tell you.
有一首诗歌啊,
in our song, there's this one song. It's a great song.
假使没有别人犯罪需要主救赎
He said if there's no other sinners that needs to be saved
就是为我一个魂
Just for me, one
主也要为我流血钉十字架
The Lord will still die on the cross
我年轻时传福音
When I was young, when I was preaching the gospel
很喜欢唱这福音诗歌
I really love that song
为我为我为我为我
It is for me, for me
为我他钉十字架
For me, he died on the cross
光唱这句诗歌也不好
But then I tell you that not just that. After that censor, then the next censor is for the Lord, for the Lord, for the Lord. So if the whole day you just think about yourself, then that's not good. But it started with you. The Lord has done everything for you. The Lord loved you.
爱到什么地步啊?
Love to one point.
爱到舍命.
Love to a point that he died for us.
谁为你舍命啊?
Who died for you?
这个爱地上没有。
Can you find a love like that?
你在就算是有也没有用的, 对不对?
Even if you can find someone who died for you, what's that mean?
耶稣基督的魂, 神的儿子的魂。
But the Lord of Jesus is the soul of the Son.
美丽的魂。
Is the fairest soul of all.
每到一个地步贴上父神宝座都被震动了。
It is so fair that that soul will shake his father's throne.
主的魂太奇妙了。
And his soul is so marvelous.
这个是特别创造的魂。
It is a soul that was created especially. So, our Lord gave His life for us.
用自己的血
He used His own blood
洗净我们的罪
to release us from our sins.
就爱我们吧
So, how the Lord love us?
罪是全人类的问题
Sin is shared among all men.
圣经把罪分成两个方向两类
In the Bible, it distinguishes sins two ways.
一个外面的罪
One is our external sin
是罪行我们行为
Is the actions of sin when we act
里面的罪性
There's also the internal or sinful origin
那个罪的生命
Our sinful life
我们里面的生命犯罪外面才有罪行啊
Because we have this origin of sin that we do actions
of sin 我们不能胜过罪性
And we can never overcome this origin of sin
我们一定有很多的罪行
So that's why we have a lot of sinful acts
我们最普通弟兄姊妹们发脾气
The simplest example is when you throw a temper
告诉我你们礼拜五都事儿来
了 Someone told me that we've been reading the tour baskets on Friday
事儿来当中有个题目叫不可发脾气
In the tour baskets there's a chapter that says do not throw a temper
就看到你头上讲就到
It is a book from Brother Nee
不可发脾气
Do not throw a temper
谁能跨过不发脾气啊
But yet who can truly overcome his temper Hey, can anyone raise his hand if he has never thrown a temper before Don't be shy, raise your hand if you never thrown a temper I don't think so
我的见证
My testimony
我没有说我从来不发脾气
I can't say that I never thrown a temper
但是我从前是个脾气暴躁的人
And I tell you that I had a bad temper before
信主之后大改变了
But after believing in the Lord, I start changing
我哪记得我发脾气了
I don't remember throwing temper anymore
最重要见证嘛在家里面
Hardest part is when you're at home.
家里面太熟了, 就容易发脾气了。
When you're at home, when you're comfortable, it's easiest to throw at a temper.
家是表现自己最实在的地方了。
Because at home is when you're most at ease.
你真的发不发脾气呢? 问问你太太，问问你丈夫，最清楚了。
Do you really throw a temper? Just ask your spouse.
我的改变就在家里。
And my transformation started at home.
在家里的人，我很少对这个人对我发脾气，我很少对人发脾气。
At home, people throw temper at me, but not me to the other people.
记不清了，好像没发过脾气。
So few times that I can barely remember.
主的爱在我里面。
Because now I'm filled with the Lord's love.
把我整个人改变了。
I started changing.
宝血为我流了。
His blood was given for me.
生命为我舍了。
He gave his life for me.
主舍了我们得了。
He gave his life so that I may gain life.
宝血权利。
He gave the blood of right.
第一件是洗我们的罪。
The first right we have gained is we are now released from sin.
洗罪是外面的。
Sinful act disappeared.
洗罪的行为。
But it has destroy the sinful act.
罪性在我们里面不是宝血洗的。
But yes, this sinful origins cannot just be washed.
那是圣灵洗的。
It has to be washed by the Spirit.
我们刚才唱的诗歌，实在的时候，当中喊着圣灵充满了。
When we sang that song, people were filled with Spirit.
圣灵洗我们里面的生命。
Holy Spirit is now our eternal, internal life.
常与主同在,
to make us dwell with the Lord.
常活在主面前,
to live before the Lord.
不知不觉你的生命改变了,
and without noticing, your life started changing.
弟兄姊妹,多少都有改变吧?
Brothers and sisters, I hope you've all changed.
这全是基督徒和外邦人不一样嘛,对不对?
So that's why Christians are different from the other people.
怎么不一样?
How are we different?
不是脸不一样啊?
It's not that we look different. It's not externally how we act differently, but we now have a different life. All of a sudden, we now manifest the Lord. So Christians and the other people, we are so different. By His blood, we now have right. First thing is now we are released from sin. Especially, we have to confess our sins.
1
John says, if we confess our sins, then the Lord is trustworthy.
是公义的,
he is just.
And
he will forgive us of all our sins. So when we break bread, we sing Psalm 25. It's a great song.
无需两次征战,
there needs no second fight.
不用一个仇敌,
there's no foes left.
所有仇敌,
all the enemies are now dead.
借着死败坏了将士权的,
through Jesus' death, now the enemies of death is now destroyed.
主的是多时代啊,
so that's why Christ died.
在我们神儿子上活出来了,
through His death, now we gain life.
我们得救了,不知不觉和世界有了分别了,
now after we're saved, all of a sudden we're different.
一个不懂真理的弟兄姊妹,一个也不清楚的,
for a brother or sister that maybe may not
know,
now on them there is a reality. After you are saved, now you are set apart. His blood is the price He
paid.
First thing is we are now released from sin. Secondly, He now made us into a kingdom. The Lord now is building His kingdom.
不分民族, 不分国家,
a kingdom without race, without nation. All of His children now are in the same kingdom.
把太福音称为天国,
in the Matthew, it says this is the kingdom of heavens.
路加福音称为神的国,
in the book of Luke, it is the kingdom of God.
这国度太伟大了,
how great is this kingdom?
把种族都消灭了,
this kingdom, there's no race.
把国家都消灭了,
there are no nations.
我们都在一个国度里面,
we are now all in this same kingdom.
我们成为神的国的国民,
we are now the chosen people.
因为美国弟兄在中国传道,
there's an American brother, he was preaching in China. Even since he was young, he started preaching in China. And this he's saying, when people ask him, what country are you from? And he would say this, that I was born in the United States, I was raised up in China, but I am a people of heavenly kingdom. So how great is that
song?
I live in China.
也长,生在中国,
I was risen in China.
22岁就离开中国了,
but I departed China when I was 22. And then I spent a lot of time in Taiwan. So I always remember Taiwan.
我到中国,人家问我哪里人啊?
When I was in China, people asked me, where am I from?
我是台湾人,
and I said, I'm Taiwanese.
我在台湾不敢讲这句话,
but when I was in Taiwan, I don't dare to say it.
现在没有了,从前多少年了,一看见我叫我外省人了。
When I was in Taiwan, people call me foreigners.
No longer.
I said, don't I just look the same to you? Why you call me a
foreigner?
What's the reason of that?
看见我,那个时候最早的日子,
that was in the early age of Taiwan.
价钱就抬高一点。
So when I try to buy things, it would be more expensive because I'm a foreigner. One time, someone charged in front of me.
And
says, I hate foreigners. And I thought he was going to hit me. But because I was bigger than him, he wouldn't dare. Then I slowly turned to him. And I slowly walk away. So I was great, joyous in Taiwan. Same in China. In China, there is even more danger. North, the south, the east, the west, they all speak different dialects. Different temperament everywhere. But when I go to China, I'm not visiting China. I'm not visiting Taiwan per se. I am visiting the church. When I visit the church, I'm visiting God's children. Doesn't matter where I go, they are the same. Right? So when I thought about it, it's all joy. That all of us are the same. Because we live in the same kingdom. We worship one king. We serve one king. That we don't belong to any nation. But we live in the Christ kingdom. All the different citizens of the nations, they have their rights. As Chinese, you have the citizens of Chinese, you have your rights. American citizens, you have your rights. But as people of the godly kingdom, what are your rights?
Answer
that you have many rights.
Sometimes
I've got to make time to talk to you about these rights.
在这里说,
but here, the rights is we release. We are now a kingdom. We are the citizens of heaven. We now have the citizen rights of heaven. This year is our election year. As citizens, you get to elect a president. That's the great system of the United States. I don't like this president.
不喜欢他,
if you don't like
him,
then all you gotta do is stand for him 4 years.
刚刚四年我这个权利不投你的票,
and after 4 years, vote for someone else.
对不对?
Right?
在中国没办法的,
but in China, you can't.
要忍耐你一生呢,
you have to stand for
him.
Maybe to your death,
you
still have to.
过四年你下来了,
but in the United States, it's every 4 years.
天国的公民,
but of the people of the heavenly kingdom, we
are
He is the king of the church. He is the king of all people. He is the king of all things. He is the eternal king. Is the Lord your king?
好,我们成为公民,
now that we are made a kingdom, we have great rights. Today we can't go
too
in-depth. But I just wanted to mention to you of your rights. How much the rights was bought through his blood? Through his cross, how much rights have you gained? Now we live in this world, we have these rights. We are released from sin. Our sickness are healed. And at the end, we get to transform just like God, the Lord. No one can just pursue Him and be Him. But this life, when we pursue Him, we get to transform slowly into Him. Externally, we still have this appearance. But when the Lord comes, when His second coming, then all things will submit into His power. So that our humble body will now start to transform into part of His glorious corporate body. That's our right. On that one day, you won't look like you and I won't look like you. We will now be transformed into the likeness of Him. One day I was in Taiwan, there's a younger brother. I tell you that at that time I was young too. When he was singing, he would sing fiercely. All of a sudden, transform just like the Lord.
唱得更高,
when he sang the song of the words, I would transform to be like the Lord. And I said, don't be so joyous yet. You don't suddenly transform.
慢慢,
you gradually transform. In this lifetime, you will never suddenly transform. But yet, day by day, we gradually change. So let us learn our lessons. Let us pursue the Lord. Let us be submissive so that our internal life will slowly change. Our life changes slowly. To be His kingdom. The third right. We get to be the priest of the Father God. A priest has a really high position in the Old Testament. A priest is a noble. A priest, their only job is to serve the God. At that time, not all people can serve God. But today, all God's people can serve God. If there is one more brother, then we have one more priest. So that's why in this church we don't call anyone a pastor. There's no pastor among us. There's no ranks. We all serve God. Who can serve God? Everyone can serve God. Now that we are called children of God, the greatest right that God gave us is now we can serve Him. To serve God is not that we are trying to pay God back.
It's
because God has chosen us.
只要我们奉献,
God wants us to offer. What can I offer to Him? Then the Holy Spirit comes. There's a brother, he doesn't want to offer.
有点奉献之后,
but then after he offered, he walked differently. But ask yourself this, what can I give God? My life is worthless. Why would God take anything from me? Why would God want anything from me? But God wants you. When children of God offer, God accepts. This is the age of New Testament. That we can offer. We can serve. That we get to come face to face with God and serve Him. That next to Him we get to be His soldier. To fight for our God. To live for our Lord. That's our glory. The power of His blood. Three things. His blood cleanse our sins so that we can now be a kingdom and to be a priest. So to Him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. And then John talk about another three things. That I, John, is your brother. That we go through the tribulations with Christ. Kingdom. Perseverance. Together we partake. So today we get to be witness of Christ. But then now we start the message of the Revelation. Then three more things. The tribulations of Christ. The kingdom of Christ. The perseverance of Christ. The three things. Then we are now all witnesses. We are now partakers of His tribulations. What are His sufferings? I tell you that the Lord spent all His life in suffering. But the sufferings that He has suffered is not the pain that we understand. Not eating the best food, not having the best clothes, that's not suffering. The Lord's suffering first is because of His life. When He came to this earth, He was unique. No one was like Him. Everyone is actually the opposite of Him. So that's why when the Lord walked this earth for 33 and a half years, the Lord was alone. And slowly, when He started to save people, but after He died and resurrected, the first church has only 120 members. Not a lot of people. But His marvelous life, His holy life. His unique life. So that's why when he walked this earth, he was suffered. So today the same as all Christians. When your life is different from the people around you, you suffer. People look at us weird. People don't understand when we preach Christ. When I went to Taiwan, there's a year and a month. They will call me Jesus behind my back. Because whenever they talk, as a group, when I want to join the conversation, they would say that, oh, Jesus, don't come close to us. And on the other hand, I don't want to hear what they say. They must be just gossip. When they do bad things, they would say, Jesus, don't come. I'll say, what a great nickname they gave us. I am not like
Jesus.
When they call me Jesus, they're exalting my name. So that's why we have to be
witness.
We live different lives. Then we suffer. Secondly, that Jesus comes to complete a mission, to finish his mission. He was attacked by the enemy. Whole life the enemy attacked him. That's why he suffered. Today the enemy is attacking the church. It's now been 2,000 some years. The church has been persecuted. Because the persecution of the enemies, we suffer. Thirdly, the Lord to complete his commission. For his cause, he suffered. What is the commission of Christ? Today we're not going to go in depth. What is the commission of Christ? When I ask that question, many answers will come up. But I tell you, there's only one
commission.
Is to lead his many sons into glory. And now he has completed his glory. Today he is on the throne. But yet his commission is still going. Until one day when the church is now the bride. When the church is now perfected. The Lord will come again. Then the church will now be his bride. Then his commission is now perfected. To lead his many sons into glory. That's our destiny. For God to return to glory is meaningless. God came from glory at the first place. But when he goes back into glory as a man, to lead the many men into glory, died for me, resurrected for me, to go into glory again for me, so that he may lead his sons into glory. Right? Do you agree? I hope you agree with me. Do you want to go into glory eternally? So believe in his word. He comes to lead his sons into glory. So his tribulation, his kingdom, through tribulations, a kingdom is born. And from his kingdom, his endurance is his greatest showing. The Bible calls this the perseverance of Christ. In Revelation 11, it's called the perseverance of the saints. The perseverance of the saints is right here. When the persecution comes, you see the perseverance of the saints. The enemy will be shocked. All these common men, they're not afraid of the punishment. They're not afraid of imprisonment. They're not afraid to lose their heads. Not one thing can stop the church marching forward. How strong has the church been for the last 2,000 years? It's led by the Spirit. The perseverance of Christ is revealed in His church. The tribulations can never overcome Christ. Just like how it will never come to church, overcome the church. If you want to persecute the church, need to overcome God.
你打不到耶稣基督,
if you can never overcome Jesus Christ, then you may never overcome the church. Because Christ is in His church. What Christ His power is now the power of the church. So praise the Lord. He talked about His first vision. There are seven lampstands surrounding the Son of God. The Son of God is now in the middle of the seven lampstands. That's the first vision. After Jesus was ascended in His glory, the golden lampstand is the church. Seven is the number of perfection. Seven lampstands surrounding the Son of God. The Son of God in the seven lampstands. Two things. First thing is that the Son of God controls this lampstand. Christ is the secret of God. And the church is the secret of Christ.
看神就要看基督,
if you want to see God, you first need to see Christ. But if you want to see Christ, you first need to see the church. Christ revealed Christ for 2,000 years. Christ is the center of the
church.
He is in control of the church. On the other hand, the knowledge of the church. The ministry of the church. What is the ministry of the church? What is the function of the church? Is to shine upon the Son of God. To shine on the Son of Man. When the lampstand is lit, then the lights will shine on the glory of the Son of Man. That is the ministry of the church. This is the function of the church. If you want to see the resurrected Christ, if you are not looking at the church, there's nowhere else you can see.
So
that's why the church shines the light on Christ. To shine forth Christ. To shine forth this resurrected Christ. To shine forth the light into darkness. To shine this light to the whole world. So that's why the church is to preach Christ. Before I had the knowledge. In that every generation there is a slogan. In the beginning, the slogan is to overcome Europe. And then after Europe has become Christianity, then it says to overcome Africa. And then after Africa, to reach China. How many people for the Lord's name died in Africa? But it is a glorious work now they preach the gospel. And then about 100 years ago, then is to reach the two dragons in Asia. The first dragon is Japan, the second China. Because those are the two kingdoms with still a king. Now China has been taken. There's now more than 100 million Christians in China. In the 21st century, it is the century of Chinese Christians. That's what they call anyway. In the whole history of Christianity, there's never been a country with more than 100 million Christians. But let's think about it. How many people gave their life in China? How many martyrs were in China? A lot of Chinese, they went back to die for Christ in China. The price they pay.
代价,
But with the prize, now China has a lot of
Christians.
Thousands and thousands of Chinese now gather at churches. Every year when I go to China, there are churches everywhere. So that's why I love the Chinese Christians. With even when they're persecuted, you don't feel
it.
You don't feel that they're in pain. Because what's in them is the peace of the Lord. So they manifest Christ. And they shine forth Christ. So today encourage each other. You are to shine forth Christ. At your home, shine forth. At your work, shine forth. Let the Lord reveal
yourself.
Don't just show your flesh and weakness. That's the first vision in the West of
Africa.
Seven lampstands surrounding the Son of Man. The Son of Man is this glorious man. So three more things quickly. The white garment. Long enough to cover the feet. Now all the body parts are hidden by this garment. The Christ of oneness now cover his whole body. But in the original language, it's called oneness. The oneness of Christ now covers the church. So that's why we come from all different parts of the world. But yet we're the same. There's no difference. So that's why we call each other brothers and sisters. I think that I love brothers and sisters more than I love my family members. The closest relationship is in the Lord. Because we are all bought by His blood. We now share one life. We serve one king. We are the same children. We are all bought by the same blood. So that's why it's one white garment long to cover the feet. The whole body part is covered. So there are different parts of the body. But in Christ, there is only one. And how great is that manifestation? Many years ago, I visited a church in America. That I would be their VIP. Because I would go and minister. There are eight churches. I would go to one church by one. Each church are different. There's some with Africans, some Americans, some African Americans. I was the only Chinese. Big difference. And the custom is that they would come and hug me and kiss me. I never got used to it. When they kiss me, I'll let them do it, but I never go kiss them. I was never like them. That in them, I still have my Chinese tradition. That I'm just a typical Chinese. But when I go into them, we share oneness. They love me not because I look like them. They treat me as a VIP not because I look like them. But because I am preaching Christ to them. I'm ministering Christ to them. That's what they want. So that's why in Christ there is one. Black, yellow, white, whatever. No difference. We are now in Christ. Right? Let this be the manifestation of this church. That his eyes is like a fire. An eye of fire.
诗歌里面我写过的诗歌，救主如火也目。
There is a song that says our Lord is like a burning fire. He is like a burning fire.
启示,
the revelation.
光照,
the light.
焚烧,
the burned.
眼睛, 看到的地方
，wherever his eyes sees，
主看着我们的肺腑心肠
，he would see into the deepest of our heart，
主看见我们里头每一个意念、每一个情绪都看见了
，he even sees every one of our thoughts。
主叫如火眼睛
，so his eyes is like a burning fire。
让主的眼睛看见我们，所以我们认罪了。
So when the Lord sees us, we confess。
梦的光照了。
Now we are being shined up dawn。
这是我们基督最宝贵的经历。
That's the most precious experience as
Christians。我们刚才唱的这个，我不过是个罪人蒙主恩。
The song that we just said, I'm just a sinner saved by grace。
只有我们基督徒说我们是罪人的。
Only Christians call ourselves sinners。
全世界没人承认自己罪人的。
No one else confess that they are sinners。But then don't stop as just being a sinner. You are a blessed sinner. If you only end it, I'm a sinner, then that's bad. Yes, I am a sinner. But yes, I'm a blessed sinner. I am a sinner. Saved by grace. This is my story. To God be the glory. I am a sinner saved by grace. His eyes is like a burning fire. He sees all the hidden things in us. And in his mouth comes out to two-edged sword. Then that's when the Lord
speaks.
His words are like these two-edged swords. In Hebrews chapter 4, it describes how his words is like a sword. The sword filled with life. His word with life surrounds us. To run around us. It's been around us for 2,000 years. It brings forth life. His life and spirit comes to us like water. The Bible is a book of experience. Maybe you understand soul and spirit. But some of the things you may not understand. If you can understand some of the mysteries, come tell me. How do we separate bone from bone marrow? I don't know. But when the author wrote it, it's their experience. Only God's work is like these two-edged swords. So that our soul will now be separated. All of a sudden, now we realize that we are sinners. If you're not peaceful, then it may be of your flesh. If there's one thing you don't feel peaceful, maybe you're trying to use your own strength. When you have that feeling, then that's when His light shines on you. Because His words is like a two-edged sword. He wants to use Himself and penetrate into this church so that the church can be more like
him,
to be like his power, to be like his glory, to be like his sovereignty, to be like his holy, so live out the Lord,
照明耶稣基督,
shine forth Christ,
照射耶稣基督,
and shine out Christ.
我们再唱这首诗歌好不好?
Let us sing the song again.
258首.
258.